Blog Talk Radio.
Let's do this. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. It's about time. You better get it right. It's that time, y'all. Y'all know what we gonna do. We here to make this thing roll. I got a crew. We gonna talk about developing the tools for success. So let's get started. Come on, Luther. Welcome. There is no better love than for self and kind. Do y'all hear me? There is no better love than for self and kind. You got to love yourself. That's what African-American empowerment is all about. It's about loving yourself and loving us, teaching us how to love ourselves 365 days of the calendar year. That's right. We're going long and we're going strong. It's the empowerment hour. That's 365 days of discussion, right? It's all on you. It's your show. This is your show. You can call in and talk about what you want. But, of course, I'm going to have a topic. And today, that is developing the tools for success. Let me say that again. I got to slow down. I'm excited. Developing tools for success, right? So we've been talking about the problems. We've been talking about the issues. We've talked about the history. We've done it all. But now I'm shifting gears. That's right. I said it. I'm shifting gears. We're going on a journey now of developing the tools we need to use to be successful, right? In order to get back to the top, we got to do some things. If we've been there, we know how to get there. Go out and look at those pyramids. Our ancestors did those. And if you really go and look at Washington, D.C., or any major city in this country, we did that too. So we have the ability, right? So let's demonstrate our ability to do what we need to do to be successful while we're here. All right, I'm going over to Brother George. Brother George, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Hey,
yes,
brother, how you doing?
I'm ready. And,
I'm popping like popcorn today.
Yes, sir.
Hey, George. Man, I'm on fire.
Yes, sir. Okay.
I am. Man, we're going to get this thing right.
Okay.
So,
I'm with you.
For y'all that's listening live, you need to go ahead and call some friends on this one. Right, and every week we should have this number, this board loaded up from now on because we're going to be doing tools. We're going to talk about issues, but we're going to talk about what we need to do to get back to the top. You know them pyramids. George told me, I'm telling y'all, how many blocks is it, 12? Because I'm going, as soon as this pandemic is over, I'm going to Egypt.
Yes,
how many
sir.
Blocks is it, George?
Yes, sir. So 12 city
how many?
Blocks long.
Okay. Who 12, did that?
12 city blocks.
Who built them?
African Moors.
Okay.
Because actually,
all right.
The Moors migrated across North Africa, so we came
all
from
right.
ancient Egypt.
All right. There's your history lesson. All right. Hey, it's the Willie Lynch moment and the Kwanzaa moment from Brother George. I'm going to be quiet. It's on you, brother.
Yes, sir. All right. Well, start out with the Kwanzaa principle of the week. And you started out great. Kujichagulia, which is self-determination, to define ourselves, name ourselves, create for ourselves, and speak for ourselves. And that's the only way we're going to ever achieve what it is that we need to achieve. Now, today, with the Willie Lynch segment, I want to read from a book by a sister that I have admired ever since I was introduced to her from the beginning, Dr. Frances Cress Welsing. And this is from her book called The Isis Paper, The Keys to the Color. She's talking about race relationships right here and why whites behave the way that they do. The mass inability of whites to live and attend school in the presence of non-whites is expressed in the patterns of black and white housing and education throughout this country and the entire world. The difficulty whites have in according non-whites social, political, and economic equality within the white supremacy structure stems neither from a moral issue nor from political or economic needs, but from the fundamental sense of their unequal condition. In regards to their numerical inadequacy and color deficiency, they can compromise, they can compensate for their color inadequacy only by placing themselves in socially superior positions. The color inadequacy of whiteness necessitates a social structure based on white supremacy. Only tokenism can be tolerated by such motivational psychological state, wherein the evolution of the myth of the exceptional non-white is used again as a defensive mechanism. Now, basically, what I got from what you said there is that whites are only 10% of the world population, so they're outnumbered. Secondly, they know that there's something that's inadequate about them because they have no real heavy amounts of melanin in their skin. So their skin deficiency puts them in a state of mind where, like, we have to make ourselves superior and appear superior to everyone else. So we're going to have the top positions all throughout the world to give the illusion that we're the superior people. But they've been raping you of all your creativity, raping you of all of your consciousness, the things that we do in music, in art, in business. I mean, if you really did some research into your own history, you realize that we were some of the best businessmen in the world, and that the idea of these different routes and things that they've routed out throughout the country, like Route 95 and 295, they originally started in Africa, which was the trade routes, you know. But I'm not going to go too far into that because I know that Marvin has a great show lined up, and I'm going to pass it back to him.
Hey, thank you, Brother George. Great, great, great job. All I'm going to say is this. Human being. When you understand that term, then you understand who you are. So let me break it down. Hue means color. You go to the dictionary and find that out. Man is the species. Being is the spirit, the life force in the body. When you understand hue means ground, means surface, means earth, man, man, you're the original man, and being is the spirit, the life force within you. That's all you need to know. That is all you need to know. We're going to do success tools today, but let me begin with this.
But we must unify. And,
tell them, Stan.
And let's not sabotage ourselves. We should not look as to what we can't do. We can do
all things.
We can do it. And so we got to quit trying to mimic other races.
But you tell them, Stan.
And who we are, original kings and queens.
I like
and
that.
Make a difference.
I like that.
Right here on Earth.
Man, Stan, the deck is packed today.
That's it,
Stan, y'all. Can you hear me?
Tell us what we need to hear, Stan.
I hear you.
Yeah, man, we got the deck.
I just love it when you're able to explain the pillars of the National African American Empowerment Association. You know, when we have institutions that define our own reality, quit trying to get in to fit in, this is where it's at, and this is what we're doing.
All right, so here it is. It's the NAAEA, the National African American Empowerment Association, and that is empowerment of African Americans, right? Our people, right? We need empowerment, don't we? So listen up. We need a political agenda. That's P, because I'm going to spell out peace for you. We need a political agenda wherever we are on this planet. But let's start here in this country first. And then we need an economic agenda. The politics then speak to our needs wherever we are. The economic agenda takes care of the money piece, because you got to have money in the land of milk and honey. right? Find out what it feel like to be poor and what you can do with that. Not very much, so you got to get your money game together. We have to be able to build institutions that's going to take care of us, that's going to give us what we need. We need solid, sound institutions, not places where the walls falling all down and mouse and roaches and rats crawling all around. That day is over. We're going to have the economic power to build efficient and effectively where we can compete, where our children can go to the best institutions that money can buy, and it's coming from us. When we get that game together, then guess what? We're on top. A is athletics, health, wellness, fitness, and nutrition. You got to take care of your A. That's your athletics. That's your health. That's your wellness. That's your fitness. That's your nutrition. You got to take care of your mind and your body. You got to have a health and wellness program that you want every day. It's 365 days of taking care of your body and your mind. You don't need to be around diseased-minded people who's going to pull you down and be negative and tell you what you can't do. Leave them people alone. Get you a fitness plan where you start working on your body and your health. Go out and walk every day. Exercise a little bit. And if you got some stuff that you need to work on, get to working on it. C is culture. You need relevant cultural programs to help you to know who you are. Just like this show, helping you to understand who you are and what you need to do while you're here on this earth. And lastly, is education. It's a comprehensive education. That education brings us to a place where we know who we are and what we're doing. But also, it's comprehensive. That means that's the whole thing, because you always learn it through experience. So why not learn the system? Why not learn the political system of the United States and be effective at managing that, so people won't be running circles around you and your people and your children, and getting your children ready to compete in this world? That's what it's all about, and it's only us. Those are the tenants. It's only us. It's only you and me. We could do that, but we got to be able to develop a mindset, right? We got to be able to develop a success mentality. That's what we're talking about, developing the tools. I'm going to my first clip, and then I'm going to 1683, and if you're not ready, I'm going to 8128. You know what? I'm just going to be quiet and go. And y'all don't.
Most of this generation quits the second they get talked to. You did this wrong. You did this wrong. Or they get yelled at. It's so easy to be great nowadays, because everybody else is, most people are weak. This is a softened generation. So if you have any mental toughness, any ability, if you have any fraction of self-discipline, the ability to not want to do it but still do it, if you can get through to doing things that you hate to do, on the other side is greatness.
What is it with our society? We are creating weak individuals that can't handle anything going wrong in their life. As soon as something goes wrong, they are given a prescription not to fix the problem, to mask the problem. How about giving strategies to strengthen the mind? How about saying, okay, you've allowed your life to get to this point. Now take responsibility and dive deep into personal development. Learn why you feel this way, not because of the event. The scientific facts about why you feel the way you do and what you can do to strengthen it. The moment they are criticized, rather than take any of it on board, rather than prove any of those people wrong, they give up. They attempt to defend the criticism with useless talk, but never with definitive action. The moment they are challenged, they crumble. The moment things get hard, they declare defeat. It must not be for me. It was their fault. If they didn't do this or treat me like this or say this, then I would have made it. No! You're just soft. You're weak. Tell yourself the truth. Because until you do that, until you look in the mirror and acknowledge that you are the problem, you'll never That's be right. able to grow into the person that is capable of achieving all those things you want. You are the problem, the only problem. Your mindset is the problem. Your attitude is the problem. It is no one else's fault. It's yours. If you...
How about that? We ain't blaming nobody else. That's over. Beginning today, that is over. You can't blame nobody else for your problems. You got to get to work on doing your own thing. And guess what? If we don't do that, who's going to do it? You got to start having a success mindset and a success mentality that, guess what? It gets you going. It wakes you up in the morning. It's the thing that gets you going. You got to drive yourself now. And they probably said, oh, well, Marvin Wrong, why are you talking about, well, we, guess what, because we need it. All you got to do is look around. All you got to do is look around. And things are going to change when we change them. Not when nobody else changes, because we're not waiting for nobody else no more. Like Stan said, that is over. Now, guess what? What I need you to do is be determined that you, your kids, your grandkids, your great-great-grandkids, and everybody you know going to be successful. We're going to have a success mindset. That's what we start with now. And we're going to develop a successful mindset and mentality that takes us to the next level, what we need to do to get to the next level. All right, here we go. I'm going to the lines now. I said everything I need to say. Now it's y'all turn. Y'all know how this works. Here we go. I'm going 1683. You first. Bring it.
Bring it. What?
Uh-huh. Yeah. 1683.
Yes,
are you there?
Yes, yes,
what's
yes,
happening?
Peace from the West Coast, my brother.
Peace and love, brother. How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Man, I'm doing good, man. I'm trying to develop a success mindset for our people. That's what I'm doing.
Yes, sir.
I ain't
yes,
playing.
Yes, sir. I
what
heard
you got
you
for
when you started, you said we're developing tools for success. And then...
That's right.
You continued to say things, and Brother George and Stan and what you played. That basically said what I was going to say. The first tool you need to develop is the mind. You can't do nothing else unless we develop the mind. We got to get our mind straight. And like you define human being, also we need to understand mankind. You know, mankind. Say he's a man, but he's a kind of a man. He not dumb man. He's mankind. He kind of like a man. That lets you know there's a difference in the men, quote unquote. You know, when we develop the mind, when if you read the Bible, you get two creation stories. You get two different people supposed to be God created. You know, in the first chapter of Genesis, on the sixth day, God created man and woman, and
that's
created
right.
man in,
that's right.
in his image and in his likeness, you know, on the sixth day. And he was happy. He was pleased with the sixth day, and he rested on the seventh day. Well, in chapter
right.
two, we come back with another creation story where God creates Adam, and Adam is defined as mankind. You know, he created Adam on day two. Day two in chapter two. Then on day five, he put Adam to sleep and removed the rib from him, supposedly, and created woman. So then you get Adam and Eve. You get mankind, kind of like a man. But we need to start developing our mind, developing our mental capabilities, and then go back and ask, well, what happened to who were the people he created in Genesis chapter 1 on day 6? And you never hear any more about those people directly in the Bible. Because from that point on, the whole Bible is about Adam and Eve, mankind, and how they messed up in the Garden of Eden and got kicked out, and the devil attacked Eve, supposedly. And then the whole rest of that book is about their descendants, mankind, coming out of the Garden of Eden and just spreading mischief, all over the world. It was so bad that the first time God brought the flood. I guess God realized,
let me ask you this, brother. Let me ask you this. I got that part.
Yes, sir.
But I ain't in the
yes,
past
sir.
No more. That's what I'm trying to tell you right now. And the rest of y'all that's listening, we ain't in the past. We in right now. We're going to develop a mindset right now. We done already had that conversation. No disrespect. But them days is over, right? We are in right now. Jesus is gone. Love him, right? Adam is gone. Love him. Moses is gone.
Right.
Love him. Muhammad gone.
Right.
Love him, right?
Right?
Buddha gone. Love
right.
him. But we here right now, what we going to create with our minds that we can develop our communities and make a change in the lives of the people that are on the ground right now? That's what I'm talking about. What are the tools that we need to use to develop a successful mindset and the tools that we need for success going forward? Talk to me, brother.
We must educate our youth.
We must educate. We must
about.
Be truthful. We must be truthful with our youth. We must be, as we said last week, be truthful with ourselves. We have
That's
to
right. I told y'all I won't play.
You know,
Go
we
ahead,
have
brother.
To be honest with ourselves. We have to accept our failures, if you want to call them that in the past, and admit them and move on. Like we said before, if you're an alcoholic,
mm-hmm.
you're not going to heal yourself until you first admit you're an alcoholic. You know,
mm-hmm.
we've got to admit some things about us, then move forward, as you're trying to say right now. We've got to, until we admit what we've done and where we are to develop our mind, we're not going to develop our mind. We're not going to know what to do. I know we want to take action. We want to take action now, and we need action now. But action without knowledge, action without a plan, action without knowing who you are, it's going to be wrong action. You know, that's our problem. We want to throw solutions out, but we won't address the cause of the problem. And you can't solve that until you identify the cause of the problem. Mind. We got to develop our mind. How do we do that? We've got to be honest with ourselves and honest with each other. And yes, we still got to go back to the past to make sure we understand the past. Because he who don't
mm-hmm.
understand the day, tomorrow you must first understand that past. Now, I know we don't like talking
right.
about it, but we got to talk about it. We got to understand it. There's a difference than talking about the past and understanding the past, knowing the past.
True.
Because once you know what done happened in the past, it shows you where you are today and where you're going to be tomorrow.
I like that.
And you got to change it.
I like
that. You got to change your way, move forward, develop that mind. And it's all about teaching, brother. A simple word. We got to have that knowledge, wisdom,
mm-hmm.
and above all, okay, understanding. Then
I like
we go
that.
Forward. Because we can't develop jobs that, you know, we're trying to develop things in this world. As you said before, see past that. This world may not be what God meant for us to be. That's all we know, but it may not. You said we built the pyramids. We built the buildings in D.C. We built the universe. We made the earth, the moon, the stars, the sun.
I like that.
All the planets out there, that's our greatness. That's in our mind.
All right.
Develop mind. We far better, that Lion King said, we far better than what we have to come.
All right. I'm going to hold you right there, brother. I'm coming back to
yes,
you.
Sir.
So I appreciate that. So what I'm saying is, and the brother is exactly right, if you don't change your mind, if you don't change your mindset, right, that's what I'm talking about today, and I'm going to keep talking about this success mindset, right? We got to develop the tools. I'm talking about what are the tools, right? I want to talk about the things that we need to do today. What are we creating with our lives? What are we creating with our minds, right? And I ain't talking about creating babies, and I ain't talking about creating chaos. I'm talking about what are we doing, right? Let's get out here and do something to change the world as we see it. I'm going over to 8128. Guess what? It's on you, brother. Oh, yeah. Come on.
Bring it.
Bring
it. What?
8128. What's happening, brother?
Good afternoon, my brother. And sister.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Right, brother. Because the brothers have laid a great foundation for you to go on, brother, and you have created a great program. Like you said, it's 365 days of empowerment. And
you got that right.
We as leaders, and I think that you've laid it out and spelled it out in exactly the correct order. You got to first work on yourself.
You
got
that right.
Yourself.
Hey, brother.
You have to be.
Do you think?
Yes.
I'm playing with this, right? So I don't mean to cut you off, but I'm going to tell y'all that's listening today. Y'all better realize that the game plan is over. We getting to work. And if you're not willing to work, I'm going to call you until you're ready. Go ahead, brother. I'm sorry. Go ahead, brother.
No, brother, you exactly
it's
right,
your turn.
Brother. And you're doing it. And you're definitely doing it. You were solid as them pyramids, brother. So I'm trying to say that you got to first look at yourself. I don't care what you've gained, what you've accomplished in the past.
That's right.
There are always more that you can do. And it's always necessary to review before you go to the next level. Review
That's right.
is so necessary because you have to be totally honest with things and you can't see everything. Nobody can see everything. But what you can
Come on,
see
brother.
Is what you can work on. Okay? And if you can see it And if you can be honest enough to see it, then you can change it. If it needs to be changing, and everybody needs to change, because change is constant. It's the only constant in the universe is change. All right? And God has given us the ability to be able to do that as much as is necessary for us to find our unique and individual ability to do whatever that thing or multi amount of things that we were developed to do as individuals. But like you said, brother, you got to have a plan. You got to have a plan, and you're going to have to develop this plan, and you're going to have to fix this plan, and you got to continuously reassess this plan because it's dangerous. It's dangerous. You can't do what you did yesterday and expect to get any further than you got today. So the thing is that we do need to look at ourselves, because if we're going to be leaders first of ourselves, and we can't lead anyone else until we can do that, or we can't be an example for anyone else, because we all individually have to be able to look inside ourselves and see what it is that we're not doing or that we need to do, and find ways to establish ways of doing those things. Those are like, and you've laid it out, that's the foundation. You can't go nowhere without that, okay? You got a plan. You gotta try as hard as you can. And
that's
listen, you know what? It ain't perfect. You have to go back.
Come on, brother.
You may have to go back and do it again. But it ain't about life knocking you down. It's about life, about you picking yourself up, okay? Because life is here for you to be knocked down. But
that's
right. You here to pick yourself up. And
that's
as long as you can see that particular thing, just that particular thing, that you can get up as many times as you fall, you'll have a chance to do all the things that you need to do. Starting with that one thing, self-assessment, honest evaluation, and then making a plan to change.
I like that. I like that, brother. I like it. I'm going to get back to you. I'm going to go around the circle. Thank you, brother. Listen, the brother's right. What you doing with your mind? And here's the thing, right? And this is an African-American conversation, right? What are we doing with our freedom, right? As we look at a comprehensive view first, what are we doing with our freedom? And then I want you to narrow these tools down to yourself and say, what do I need to do to refine myself today? What am I going to start working on to improve myself right now? So I'm going to go to a clip, and then I'm going to 6306 when I come back out.
My energy started to gear towards my teammates.
It's Michael Jordan.
Pushing them to excel.
Michael forced the hand of a lot of the players to really dedicate themselves to off-season training. Like, okay, we're going to spend the summer dedicated to this proposition, that we're not going to be runners-up. We're going to be champions.
Michael was on us. No mistakes allowed.
Y'all heard that? They said Michael was on them. No mistakes. Let's be champions. Let's be great. I'm going to play that again. Sorry, y'all. I don't care if y'all get mad with me. You need to hear it.
My energy started to gear towards my teammates and pushing them to excel.
Michael,
let's push, y'all.
The hand of a lot of the players to really dedicate themselves to off-season training. Like, okay, we're going to spend the summer dedicated to this proposition, that we're not going to be runners-up. We're going to be champions.
Michael was on us. No mistakes allowed.
Let's dedicate ourselves. From this day forward, let's dedicate ourselves to commit to success. And not just know any old raggedy success. I'm talking about excellence. I'm talking about being the best that you can be and developing your children to be the best and the great that they can be. Right? And the measure is not with anybody else. We're not measuring ourselves with any other culture. We're not measuring ourselves with any other group or any other race or any other individual. It is within you to decide your limits. And you have the man's expense of as far as you can take it. All I'm asking you to do is dedicate yourself to yourself. How about that? That's where we're going today. All right, I'm going on over. Uh-oh, it's time. 63. Okay. Oh, yeah. Come on.
Bring it. What?
Bring it. Uh-huh. 6306, what you got?
Hey. Good afternoon, everybody.
Hey.
I want to go back to the video that you played at first. It talked about how a lot of us are not used to failure or don't want to hear no, or we're just so used to, we've gotten to the point where we're used to things being handed to us. And so we talked about tools that we can use to try to help a lot of us become successful or to strive
right.
to be successful. And one thing that I'm actually guilty of also is everybody does not get a trophy. And I think that whole mentality that we created with our young people, with our kids, has created a situation where a lot of them don't want to try. They don't want to work hard. If it takes too much work, you mean I had to do all this work just to get a trophy? I've been getting a trophy, and all I did was show up.
Mm.
And that's all they wanted to do. All they want to do is just show up. So we need to start creating a situation where we are no longer giving everyone a trophy.
Hmm.
You know, they're going to have to start understanding that you're going to have to work for it. You know, you're going to have to work for some of these things. And everything is handed to them so easily. So even with it handed to them so easily, they don't even want to do the research to be successful. Because
mm-hmm.
one thing I have learned in my quest to try to better myself and get more is you have to do the research, and it's just at your fingertips. You know, you have to
True.
Get those mentors. You need those mentors, people who have been there, done that, to help you get to that next level.
Mm-hmm.
It's one thing we have realized is there are a lot of people that have mentored us, whether they give us, you know, one word of advice or, you know, push us in a direction and go to get the information that we need or whatever the case is. You don't think you could do it on your own, and don't think that just because you show up, it's going to be handed to you. And
True.
One thing I do recommend, and Marvin, I did recommend this to you, and I know you recommend it to everybody else, but if you want to learn some lessons, I suggest everybody take a look at, if you're not doing anything today, it's supposed to rain this evening in Virginia, in the Richmond area, look at The Banker on Amazon, Amazon Prime. It's with Anthony Mackie and Samuel Jackson, an excellent movie. It's an excellent movie. It's based on a true story. It's about a black man who became a millionaire during the Jim Crow era, you know, when Jim Crow was still going on and the racism and everything else. And, you know, I learned a lot of lessons looking at that movie, things to do, things not to do, you know, how you have to do your research, how you have to go around some obstacles that keep you in a way. I mean, that's in your way to keep you from succeeding. There's a lot of lessons I learned from that. So, again, the name of the movie is The Banker. Excellent movie.
Mm-hmm.
So I suggest everybody take a look at it and show your young people, show your kids, you know, because it's lessons that they can learn just even in life.
True. That's true. Thank you, sister. I appreciate you. I like that. So here we are. I want you to think about something, right? Now, we're talking about working on our minds. We're talking about developing ourselves. And the sister said we need to do some research, right? And we need to have mentors who can show us, right? So we'll have to go through all of the processes, because there are people out there who've already done what you want to do. You need to slide yourself up under somebody who knows, an expert in their field, and then you study them and you become the best at what it is that you're trying to do. Set a goal, and you're not too old. Listen to me, right? You are not too old, right, for the older listener. You are not too old to make a difference in your family, in yourself, in your community. But you got to do the work. We're changing. The game has changed, right? Because once we change our minds and once we develop this success mindset and this success mentality, well, we're going to stop making excuses and get on top of it. Guess what? We gone. We gone. Thank y'all. Okay, I'm going over to 0946 UNEC. I got one more. See, look, my mind is going so fast, my mouth can't catch up. All right, I'm going to take a clip, and then I'll be right back. Hopefully, I'll have it together by then.
People were afraid of him. We were his teammates when we were afraid of him, and there was just fear.
Talk about Michael Jordan.
That's what I want to throw it to you. I just threw it to you.
Ignore this guy. He's dumb, stupid. He's overplaying.
Push him.
The fear factor of MJ was so, so thick.
Yeah, let's not get it wrong. He was an He was a jerk. He crossed the line numerous times. But as time goes on and you think back about what he was actually trying to accomplish, you're like, yeah, he was a hell of a teammate. He was pushing us all to be better because he wanted to win. And guess what? It worked.
We kind of needed that, you know what I'm saying? I needed him to be the bad guy, the tough guy.
Them guys who are now champions said that they needed another man to push them. He was a jerk. He was an a-hole, but he was a champion. He had a goal that he set for not only himself but the rest of his team, a level of expectation that set the bar for how things were going to be. And then he started pushing. I'm not trying to be Michael Jordan today, but I am telling you right now that you're going to have to change some stuff. You got to commit to it. Don't commit to me. Commit to yourself. Commit to change, and let's get to work on working on ourselves 365 days. Imagine a whole race of us. Right? We know who we are. We know where we come from. We know all the stories. Well, imagine if we decided today to cut all the crap out and shut all that mess down that we learned to do and start getting on top of our game and see how things change then. I'm going to 0946. Get ready. I ain't playing today, y'all. We need to do something. We ain't going nowhere. Come on. 0946, I'm on fire today. What's happening?
I'm on fire also, and I agree with everything that was said, but I also realize that, guess what, there is no tomorrow. Tomorrow never gets here, and the past is over. And the best example of mindset of somebody with a mindset is when you change your mind, when you're willing to share where you used to be to where you are now. Some people aren't strong enough to do that, whatever that may be. Some people don't ever want to admit, oh, I was wrong, but now I know how I got a new revelation on that. So I think that when people are able to see the growth and say, hey, you didn't used to think like that. Who you been under? What you been doing? And when you're willing to share it, I mean, truly share it, and don't leave out the ingredient that made that success successful. People can tell you everything that you need to put in it. I learned something from somebody else. If you had the cake, well, the crumbs is in the cake. So the key thing that I've learned is that some people tell you everything you need to put in something, but don't tell you to put the salt. People tell you everything you need to do, but don't put the sugar. Because they don't want you to change. They don't want. They always want to be the sharpest crayon in the box. But when you realize when you do that, you're just messing up everything.
I like that,
sister.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Man, she said you got to be the sharpest crayon in the box. And so I say today, we need to hit a growth spurt. How about deciding today that you're going to hit a growth spurt? That you're going to hit it. And that you're going to go hard for the next 7 days. Set a goal. Get a plan. Execute that plan. Become consistent at working on it every day. Whatever your goal is, whether that's weight loss, whether that's getting a new position or a new job, or just improving yourself overall, improving your attitude or your actions or your behaviors or your ways. You know, we all know. When we're going to take a look at ourselves and then say, you know what, I'm going to decide today. I'm starting right now that I'm going to work on changing myself. I'm going to push myself. Right? How come you can't be the leader of your own team? How come you can't decide how things are going to be for you? Can you do that today? Can you make a difference in your own life by saying, starting today, I'm going to make some executive calls on me. I'm going to get my life together, and I'm going to make a change that's going to impact myself first and then those around me, my family, my friends, my neighbors, my community. And then guess what? If we all start doing that, oh, how the game will change. Oh, how the game will change. I'm going over to our... let me see. 9560. slow on the trigger. 95-60. Come on. 95-60, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, how are you?
Great. Hey, everybody.
Hey, what you got for me?
I think everything everyone has shared is key. Changing your mindset and being focused on what the plan is important. But once you set that plan and actually taking the steps to develop it is when you'll be able to start seeing the work and you'll be able to move different. And moving different, people will be able to see the things that you're doing and want to gravitate to that. But sometimes once we take that step to move, there are other people that are waiting on us to be in place so that they can move as well.
I like that. I like that. Thank you, sister. That's a gold nugget right there. She said seeing the work. I appreciate that. Listen, when you can see the work, you feel good. And what happens is confidence begins to be bred in you. Once you get a success after another one, and you start seeing the work, you start seeing the success, you start focusing on your goals, you start hitting that plan, and you start working that plan every day. Do you know how amazing you can be? You know what you was born with? You know all the gifts and talents and abilities that are latent inside of you that you haven't even tapped into? All you got to do is do some mining. It's time for us to mine ourselves. It's time for us to mine our own business, and you are your own business. All I need you to do is take a look at yourself, set a goal, and begin to do the work of working on yourself. It is possible for us to get out of our own ways. Because we're always talking about what we don't do and what we can't do and what's wrong. Let's start talking about what's good. Let's start talking about the best parts of ourselves. And we can't ignore what's wrong, but we're going to fix it if we do the work. Will you commit to doing the work of working on yourself? That's all I'm saying. Can we do that? I'm going to slide on over to Brother George. Brother George, coming up. I'm going to let this play a little longer. Because Brother George like this. Brother George, what's happening, my man?
I love it. What I wanted to say, you know, to add to the rights that everyone else has been speaking, is that I heard the clip on Michael Jordan, and we must understand that even though he said no mistakes allowed, they made some mistakes, but they still became champions. It's some mistakes that we're going to make along the way. But that does not mean that we're not going to be successful in the end. So I'm willing to make whatever mistakes are necessary to move our people forward in this world. And I'm going to give every ounce of effort that I have in my body for the rest of my life to make that happen, because I was birthed on this planet to do that. And so that's what I'm going to do. So I heard the part that we weak, you know, and we're not putting forth the effort that we really could. And I remember Dr. Clark always saying, never settle for anything less than your best self. And out of all the things that he said, that really stuck with me. Never settle for anything less than your best self. And then you look around and see certain failures going on, and you say, this is your best self? This is your best self. No, it's not. Okay, well then, bring your best self forward. Put forth the energy and the effort. Take on the challenges. Make the sacrifices. Whatever is necessary. Or in differences of opinions in what took place historically. You know, no, that wasn't the Moors. That was the Nigerians. And so what difference does it make? What difference does it make? There was African people that did it. We're African people. And all African people are not purely African. Some of us are mixed with other, with Asiatic groups and some European groups now, but we are still African people. We have an African spirit. You see, so the byproducts, we need to leave as byproducts and just take on the mission of accomplishing the goals.
for us to become the best people that we can become. Now, I was told this by Kaba Khomeini. He used to be, his previous name was Professor Booker T. Coleman.
Mm-hmm.
And what
mm-hmm.
he said was, he said that after we experience this 400 years of oppression, mistreatment, being downtrodden, after being the pyramid builders, being the highest-minded people in the world, we were taken to the depths of hell. And guess what? We came up out of there. And when we came up out of there, that put us on a whole nother level of human existence because of what we have experienced as a people. So just keep that in mind. We can deal with anything, and we can succeed through anything, and we will. So I thank you for that moment, brother.
I like that, Brother George. He said, and we will. I like that. You know what? The brother said, never settle for anything less than your best self. When we start to encourage each other and communicate that encouragement, then we gain that confidence that I talked about. When you become committed to something greater than yourself, but starting with yourself, you got to commit to yourself. Commit to change. Commit to growth. The brother said, take on challenges, right? And be able to make some sacrifices. Can you sacrifice something to get to where you want to be? Again, success is a mindset. And success is a mentality. And success is a pursuit. What are you pursuing? I'm challenging you today to pursue success. And in some part or any aspect of your life, let's begin to pursue. Let's get hungry. Somebody thirsty? Are you thirsty out there? Because I am. I'm tired of mediocre, right? I'm pushing myself to the next level. I'm pushing. I'm telling y'all. I'm pushing. And from now on this show, we ain't going to be weeping no more. We ain't going to be whining and moaning and groaning about what they did to us or who did what. That day is over with. Now we're going to take it into our own hands and we move it to the next level. That is changing ourselves individually, one day at a time, growing, getting better. Oh, yeah, I can feel you sprouting right now. Y'all, come on. Come on with me on this journey of self-empowerment. This is African-American empowerment, and we can develop the tools for success to make us great again. They talking about make America great again. Well, we got one bigger than that. Let's make ourselves great again. I'm going on over to 1683. 1683, your time to talk with Marvin Rome. My brother, Stan Mackin.
Bring it! What?
What you got, brother? Right here. We ain't going nowhere.
The joy, you know, being part of the show on Saturdays, and we get to the point now. You hear more and more people that you know you feel comfortable with on the same page. You know, and heading in direction, and we understand, you know, and like I've been understanding for a while now. Our greatest battle now, as we've been saying all day, is with us. Individually,
mm-hmm.
this fight starts with you as an individual. It starts with me as an individual. We have
mm-hmm.
to get our act together. You know, and we said, like I've been saying for a while, I won't hear about, worry about any other people fight anymore. I ain't in my issue. My issue now is myself. My issue now is us. Regardless of what went on, high, went down, we did what. That's like you said, that's behind me now, but I've learned from it. And I've learned that my issue now is with me. I've got to get me together. We've got to get we together. We've got to get us together.
That's right.
One of us individually. Like I've been saying since you met me, brother. Be the one.
That's right.
We all have to be the one to move our lives forward and to build the world that we're supposed to have. That starts with us individually.
I like that.
You know? Like I said,
I like that.
Nigga won't do that. Nigga won't do that. What are you going to do? You know, what are you going to do? What are we going to do? That has to
That's
be.
Right.
Let's join together and build our world. build our heaven. That's what it's about, brother. But it starts with us. It starts with each one of us.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate that. The brother said, be the one. Hey, I appreciate you so much, brother. The brother said, be the one. He said, my issue, and I'm going to say it this way. My issue is you. It's not with you. It is you. When my issue become you, then I care. When we, in the process, when are we going to start caring about each other? Right? When can we make us our concern? Like Brother George said, right? Because we're doing Kwanzaa 365. We're talking about Kuji Chagalia, self-determination. We're defining ourselves. We're doing that. That makes me feel good about myself, that we can name ourselves and create for ourselves and speak for ourselves and speak successfully and highly with and for ourselves, building us up, not tearing each other down. Those days are over, and it's correction for direction. If one thing Stan Macklin didn't teach me was he taught me correction for direction. You correct yourself to get you a new positive direction and a positive mindset. We're going to make mistakes, but can we do the work of changing our mentality and our mindset and redirecting? You know how on the GPS it says rerouting? Sometimes you got to reroute yourself. You are my issue, right? Because all we have to do is take a good, strong, long, hard look at ourselves and see how great we really are, and then get to work. This week, make a 7-day pledge and a challenge to yourself to become the best person that you could be. Doing the work or working on yourself. I'm going over to 0946. I got a double dick on that today. 0946, guess what? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Come on. 0946.
Yes, good afternoon, family. I would like to say, first of all, we don't have to become successful. We are already successful. Already. See, the world tells you if you don't have this and you don't have that, then you're not successful. And one of the problems or challenges that we have in the black community is we have to become something before we somebody. But isn't it amazing that other people, they ain't got we'll throw out the one. I won't say the thing. But they believe that they're somebody. They believe that they're somebody because, number one, we are somebody. We still speaking in past tense, third person, second person. We got to move into the first person vernacular. I am successful because I'm alive. I am successful because I have my right mind. Who determines what success is for me? That's a subjective situation. I determine what success means for me. And when I'm successful, it's going to be heard in my voice. It's going to be seen in my stature. It's going to be in my walk. It's going to be in my talk. And it ain't about what you say. It's about what I say. So what we got to understand is the blood that runs through our veins are the same people that built the pyramids, created the alphabet, created mathematics, had the first surgeries. That runs through our veins. And we walk around here talking about we got to become something. We already something. That's what racism has done. Racism has told us that we not nothing. So we trying to become something when we need to understand we got to erase that, decode that, and realize if they saying that we nothing, racism does a 360 flip on everything. If they saying we not nothing is because we are something. So I just want to encourage us today to understand that we are already something. We are already successful. We are already brilliant. We ain't got to learn math. Math is in us. We don't have to learn English. English is in us. We just got to walk in with the attitude and dominate the situation and say, you know what? I don't care what this problem is. I'm going to dominate it. So I just want to encourage family that we are successful and we don't have to become anything. We already are. And that's all I like to say.
Hi, you said, yeah, great day. I like that. Hey, do me a favor, right? You listening to the show live, I need you to pass this one on to somebody, right? Get the link and pass it on and have them to listen to it, and we start having discussions around the country and even around the world in the countries that are listening to the show about this discussion about getting dominion over ourselves. And I like to say this as well. Listen real carefully. we ain't listening to them no more. And if you know what ain't mean and you know what no more mean, that's what we're doing. I'm going on over to 8128.
Bring it! What?
Uh-huh.
8128.
Live and in color.
Excellent. It's been an excellent show, brother. Everybody has put in a part of the puzzle that we're putting together, but it's really not a puzzle like the sister just said. You know, we already got it. We just got to believe that we got it and then continue to build on what we got. Because I believe one thing, brother, that everything that you have is everything that you need, which means that all the trials and tribulations you've been through in your life, if you turn those things positive and say, I've been through this, I've went through that, and still love yourself and still be able to extend that love to others, and more importantly, get somebody honest in your life, somebody who will tell you the truth, okay, because you can't see it all. We are one dot on that 360-degree scale. Everybody has a different viewpoint, but all 365 or 360 can tell the truth. They can still tell you the truth. Now, the truth is being able to see clearly the reality of a situation and circumstance. Like, perfection does not exist. Continuous growth within yourself does. And by you believing that you can do it, it's already done if you can stick to the plan. Brothers, you can stick to the plan. If you can just correct whatever you need to correct, believing in yourself, because it's really hard. It's really hard to see how really, as the sister said, perfect you really are in terms of everything that you need. And all that self-criticism should turn into self-positivity. No, it wasn't that I did it wrong. It was a lesson that I learned how to do it right. We got to change that scenario. We got to change that narrative. And like I said, get somebody important in your life. Like, we all do need mentors. We do. At some point in our lives, we need to be able to see from another perspective, because that's how we are going to come together as a people. We got to believe in each other, but we got to believe in ourselves in order for each other to count. So once people start doing that, brother, we well on our way.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. You heard it, brother. We've gone through it. We talked about developing a success mindset, a success mentality. I gave you the examples, right? I played some clips. We had a discussion. But I want you to make a commitment, if you would, because I can't make you do anything. All I can do is challenge you. If you're listening to my voice right now, make a commitment to work on yourself. Develop the tools necessary for you to become a better person. Simply try to push yourself past where you are right now to become the best self that you could be. Changing your mindset, looking at those things that you know you need to change, and then working at that. Because I'll tell you, if you would just do that, commit to having the courage to change. Everybody know what they need to work on and change, and so do you. Establish a plan, set a goal, love yourself more and more every day, and do all that you can to improve yourself. And the world around you will change when you change. But I need you to make a commitment today. And lastly, if you would, send this show to one person and then tell them to send it to another person and find one tool in it, find one comment in it, find one statement in it that can motivate you and inspire you to get to the next level. And if we're all pushing to the next level without making each other mad or angry or frustrated or having any negative emotions, but if we can push each other to the next level in love and in patience, having the fortitude and the determination to push through some challenges, our lives will change. our communities will change, and we'll see it in our children, because our children are a reflection of us. This is African American Empowerment. It's 365 days of motivation and personal empowerment. I'm Marvin Rome. Next week, we continue the journey. Join in. Peace and blessings.